Hey everyone, welcome back. I have to say, this next story really struck a chord with me. We're looking at a major legal clash right now, involving the U.S. Department of Justice, the NAACP, and Elon Musk's AI company, xAI. It's one of those situations where two deeply important values are bumping right up against each other, and I think it's worth us unpacking together.
Absolutely. And it's a complex one. The DOJ has officially stepped into a lawsuit filed by the NAACP, arguing that xAI's data centers, specifically the gas turbines powering them, are actually vital to national security. It's a bold move, and it really shifts the conversation from a local environmental dispute to a matter of federal defense.
Right, and that's exactly what's got the NAACP so concerned. They're arguing that these natural gas turbines are breaking clean air laws. We're talking about serious nitrogen oxide and carbon dioxide emissions that disproportionately impact low-income and minority neighborhoods. It's genuinely heartbreaking to think about communities bearing the health burden while these massive tech projects roll forward.
It's a valid concern, and the lawsuit is straightforward. Either shut down the turbines or invest in costly pollution controls. But the DOJ has filed a motion to dismiss, and their reasoning is quite specific. They're asserting that xAI's infrastructure isn't just about commercial AI, it's integral to U.S. military operations, particularly in the ongoing shadow conflict with Iran.
Wow, that really raises the stakes. So the government is claiming these supercomputers are actually processing critical intelligence for drone operations, cyber warfare, and real-time military analysis. That's a heavy responsibility for a private AI company to carry, and it really shows how deeply embedded this tech is becoming.
Exactly. And legally, courts typically defer to the executive branch when it comes to national defense. The DOJ's argument is that disrupting xAI's power supply wouldn't just cause a hiccup, it would directly compromise military readiness and security. It's a serious claim, and it forces us to look at the practical reality. Gas turbines provide the immediate, high-volume power that AI data centers currently demand, even though they're major pollution sources.
It really highlights that fundamental tension we're seeing everywhere. Environmental justice versus national security. The NAACP is pushing for cleaner energy alternatives or advanced filtration systems. But the government's stance is that transitioning away from gas would take too long and could actually risk our military capabilities. It's a tough spot for everyone involved, and you can feel the weight of it.
It is, and that's why this case carries such significant precedent-setting implications. If the DOJ prevails, we could see AI companies with government contracts routinely claiming national security exemptions from environmental regulations. That might accelerate AI infrastructure expansion, but potentially at a real cost to local communities.
And on the flip side, if the NAACP wins, it could force tech firms to prioritize environmental compliance first. That might slow down AI deployment and create some real friction with defense agencies that are increasingly dependent on artificial intelligence. It's a delicate balancing act, and honestly, it's going to shape how we live for years to come.
Precisely. And then you have Elon Musk's role, adding another layer of political and public relations complexity. On one hand, Musk promotes renewable energy through Tesla. On the other, xAI and SpaceX heavily rely on traditional, high-energy infrastructure. Plus, his close ties to the Trump administration are fueling speculation that the DOJ's intervention might carry political motivations.
You can't ignore that angle. But ultimately, the court is going to have to cut through all that noise and balance documented environmental harm against classified national security claims. The ruling will basically draw the line in the sand for AI regulation, data center siting, and just how far military necessities can go when overriding environmental protections.
Well said. This case really underscores a broader societal reckoning. As AI becomes central to modern warfare and technological progress, we all have to decide how we weigh community health and climate stability against the demands of national defense. It's not just a legal battle, it's a question of what kind of future we're building.
Beautifully put. It's going to be a fascinating and frankly crucial case to watch. Thanks for diving into this with me, and thank you all for listening. Stay curious, stay informed, and we'll catch you in the next one.